Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:42, and after months of delays by House Republicans, a military aid plan for Israel and Ukraine took a big step forward last night in Congress. A key panel voting to send that package to the full House floor, with a number of Democrats supporting House Speaker Mike Johnson's effort. Fox's Ryan Schmelz with continuing live team coverage. Walk us through. This was a pretty significant boost for Johnson's plan.
It certainly was, and I think we saw the true test last night when you had the Rules Committee, which is a committee that it has to go through in order to get to the House floor. And usually when you have a vote on the rule, you see the majority party voting in favor and the minority party voting against, no matter how they're going to vote on it during the final passage. But you had three Republican defectors yesterday, then you had all the Democrats on the committee join with Republicans to get it passed out of committee. Now we're going to have one more procedural vote today, which normally goes the same way on the House floor, where you have the minority party vote against, the majority party vote for. But with conservative groups actively campaigning to try to get this rule tanked, Democrats are going to have to step up again.
So will they is a question. And ultimately, are we headed toward a situation where if ultimately any Republican goes to the floor and wants to oust Speaker Johnson, will Democrats ultimately rally around him in that form?
Well, I think if this bill is on passage to pass, and we're going to be in a situation where President Biden and the Senate are getting exactly what they wanted, which is the $95 billion or close to it with aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, I think you are going to see a lot of Democrats float the possibility of protecting Speaker Johnson. We've already seen a couple come out and say that they will protect the Speaker. You have Tom Suozzi, who is the Democrat who just took George Santos' seat, say that he's going to be protecting Speaker Johnson. Then you also have Jared Moskowitz, the congressman from Florida. He's floated the possibility of keeping Speaker Johnson as well. He even said to me earlier this week that, you know, why would we oust Speaker Johnson and give Marjorie Taylor Greene a political victory where she's helping Vladimir Putin and President Xi when he just gave us everything that we're asking for? So I think you're seeing that argument being made by Democrats right now.
Has there been much reaction so far in the halls of the Capitol early this morning to Israel's response to Iran's attack last weekend?
Yeah, mainly just a bunch of social media posts, because this is all still very fresh. I think there is a major concern with Iran right now, and that's why you see the sense of urgency to get this aid to Israel. And I think Israel's retaliation last night is probably just going to spark that even more.
Yeah. We'll follow updates, obviously, through the day and into the weekend as well with you and the rest of the team from Fox News. Appreciate the update. Fox's Ryan Schmelz, part of our live team coverage from Washington.